Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. So are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, so that'd be a yes. All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you're going to vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing in what year you were born in?
81.
1981. All right, thank you. So, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, or some other race?
White.
All right. Thinking about voting in November elections, would you say that you personally are extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated, or not too motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat motivated, all right. Generally speaking, do you feel like things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Sort of the right direction, yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate how you feel about them. Either being like you have very favorable opinions about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And the first person is Kate Diego.
What were the
Category?
selections again?
Yeah, the categories are if you either have very favorable opinions towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Actually, I don't know that name. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. What about Anna Hernandez?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Katie Hobbs.
Somewhat favorable,
Somewhat.
somewhat
All
favorable.
right. Thank you. What about Marcelino Quinones?
Don't know that one.
All right, no worries. And what about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Oh, actually, I don't know that one either. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries. So overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Trump.
Trump? All right, thank you. So if elections for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Marcelino Quinones, Martin Bridgman, and Emilio Avila, for who would you vote for?
I wouldn't know. I'd probably just do what my wife would tell me to
All right, thank you. So, could you please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council? And the list goes: water quality and supply, jobs and economic development, housing costs and street and road maintenance, climate change and excessive heat, racial equity, homelessness, public transportation, or crime?
Crime.
Crime? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a brief series of statements about Marcelino Quinones. And if you could please tell me if, by each statement, if this is either a very convincing reason to want to support him for
I'm so
Phoenix.
sorry. I gotta get back to dinner. I apologize.
All right, no worries.